For the Creston Valley Thundercats and the rest of the Kootenay International Junior Hockey League, KIJHL, the puck will drop on another thrilling season on Friday, September 19. For the 2025-26 regular season, all 21 teams will take part in a 44-game schedule, with a total of 10 interconference games each. The regular season has been extended by 1 week until Saturday, February 28, and the 2026 playoffs will begin on Friday, March 6. Tier changes for 2026-27 season. In February, the KIJHL's Board of Governors approved 11 of the league's 21 teams to be designated to the Tier A League. Six teams, Thundercats, 100 Mile House Wranglers, Castlegar Rebels, Kelowna Chiefs, Quesnel River Rush, and Williams Lake Mustangs, have confirmed their intent to participate in Phase 2 of the Junior A, Tier 1 assessment process being conducted by Blackfin Sports Group in fall 2025. The remaining teams have been assigned to the Tier B League, Chase Heat, Golden Rockets, Sikkimis Eagles, and Spokane Braves. KIJHL is also actively engaged with a number of communities and potential ownership groups that have expressed interest in applying for a Tier 2 expansion franchise. The KIJHL expects to finalize its new two-tiered structure and composition in early 2026. New players. The Thundercats have recently signed on 8 new players. Carson Daw, 2007, Grande Peace Storm U18 AAA, County Grande Prairie Wheat Kings. Carson is a smart and versatile player who can play up the middle or on the wing. He makes smart plays all over the ice for his linemates and competes hard, said head coach Jordy Wudrick. He is good on faceoffs and is not scared to get into the inside of the ice to find scoring opportunities. He is a well-rounded player that can complement any line or play in any type of situation. Grady Clarkson, Grande Peace Storm U18AAA. Grady is big, strong and moves very well for his size, said Wudrick. He plays an exciting, in-your-face style of defense and is never shy to play the body. He is a beast defensively, breaks the puck out well of his zone, and has great movement on the offensive blue line to find shooting lanes on net. Holden Parada, 2007, Indigenous Sports Academy U18. Holden is a smart, 200-foot player who skates very well, said Wudrick. Defensively smart, he plays both ends of the ice very well and can use his strong skating ability to create offensive opportunities for himself and teammates. Braxton Hanna, 2007, Lethbridge United. Braxton has lightning-quick speed and plays the game at a very high pace, said Wudrick. He pressures the puck all over the ice defensively and can use his feet to create plays on offense. He reminds me of our former captain Taylor Schmidader with their determination and high compete level on the ice. Tevin Clausen, 2007, Lethbridge United. Tevin is a big, strong, and powerful forward who has a very good shot and release, and great touch around the net, said Wudrick. He has the strength to get around defenders, a shot to score from range, and the touch to finish in tight. William Steingart, 2007, Red Deer Chiefs U18 AAA. William is the type of goalie who blends athleticism with technique and mechanics, who has very good movement and skating ability, said Wudrick. He blends skill set with a high compete level and has a great ability to see pucks and battle through traffic. Coming off a strong season in Red Deer, Will looks to build off this with a strong first junior season. Carter Thiessen, 2007, Thompson Blazers U18 AAA. Carter, a true multi-sport athlete, is a very solid, modern two-way defenseman, said Wudrick. He had a very productive season last year and showed very well in a series of KIJHL games last season as an affiliate player. He played in 6 games as an affiliate for the Chase Heat and collected 3 assists. Logan Findlay, 2007, St. Albert Raiders U18 AAA. Logan is a very solid two-way defenseman, said Wudrick. He is smart and has excellent skating ability and vision to create plays for his teammates all over the ice. He retrieves pucks and breaks them out very well and defends using his edgework and active stick to play tight defense. For more on the newest additions, check out www.facebook.com/CVThundercats. The Thundercats home opener is set for Saturday, September 20th in the Johnny Busick Arena for 7:30 p.m. Learn more at CrestonValleyThundercats.com.